In the name of our living Lord and risen Redeemer, Jesus Christ, amen. The sinful problem mentioned in our text is showing favoritism to someone who is wealthy. But the sin of favoritism can show up also in other forms in our lives. How often does it not happen that you and I are tempted to show favoritism to someone based on who they are or what they do in life? We may show favoritism to those who are like us politically. Oh, show favoritism towards someone who likes our college football team. Or we show favoritism to someone who matches our pastoral ministry perspective. Or we show favoritism to the person whose outward actions matches our pietism. Or we show favoritism by judging someone to be less than ourselves when they've committed some grievous sin. When we yield to those favoritism temptations, we are falling into sin. When we show favoritism, like our text says, we become judges with evil thoughts, elevating some people while looking down upon others who are not like us. We remember that our Lord Jesus did not have favorites. We need to never forget that God has reconciled all people to himself, just as he has done with us through his death on that rugged cross. When Jesus was about to pay for our sins, did he look at our bank account to see if we were worth enough? As Jesus was keeping God's law perfectly for us, did he evaluate our Christian living to see if we were righteous enough? When Jesus said to all of us, "Your sins are forgiven," did he first determine what attitude we had or what our position was in life? In every case, the answer is no. When the poor, deaf, blind, and sick came to Jesus, he received each of them in love. When we were poor, deaf, blind, and sick with sin, Jesus didn't push us aside and, like the words in our text indicated, say, "Sit on the floor." No, Jesus received us in love. And Jesus covered us with his robe of righteousness, and as our text says, he placed us into his kingdom as his special guest. The sin of favoritism can cause us to view others as enemies, and others are not our enemies. Our real enemy, deadly and deceptive, is sin. Every person who is a member of Christ's family by faith is our ally, our brother and sister, fighting with us and not against us. And every person who isn't in this family of faith, of believers, as yet, is a potential friend, someone who one day may witness with us to our Easter faith. Remember that through the inspired words just read, inspired James by our Savior, we're told as believers in our Lord Jesus Christ, do not show favoritism. Our faith in Jesus moves us to love everyone. The importance Jesus placed on our soul causes us to see the importance of everyone's soul. We see all people as those whom Jesus has loved and who have souls that are very important. So important that Jesus Christ was willing to suffer hell on the cross so that they might have eternal life in heaven with him. For all who believe in Jesus, our Savior has removed sins from them as far as the east is from the west. Our faith in Jesus requires each of us to pray something like, "Lord, with your help, I will do what you ask, not what I feel. Because you love us, we want your love, Lord, to shine through us to our fellow man. Cause us to see in every person what you see, a person, Jesus, who needs you for time and for eternity." The next time we're tempted to demonstrate the sin of favoritism, may we not be judgmental of who a person is or what they do in life, But rather, may we each see someone who is in need of the riches of God's grace. The more we remember what Jesus has done for each of us, the more we will be able to have a caring, compassionate, and concerned attitude toward others, regardless of what their earthly station in life may be. Certainly, Jesus' love for us is not determined on the basis of who we are, or what we are, or how we are. Our souls are important to Jesus. And Christ loved you and gave himself to gain the victory for you. And not only for you, but for the whole world. Jesus died for all, so that those who believe on his name might live in him as the body of Christ. And because of his love, Jesus has provided salvation for each and every one of us. As mentioned in our text, unbelievers often fail to see the wealth of our Christian faith, a faith that receives the forgiveness of sins, peace with God, the righteousness of God, and Jesus as our Savior from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Unbelievers often fail to see the advantage of our citizenship in the kingdom of God, a kingdom in which all citizens have the assurance that they are adopted children of God and heirs to everlasting life in heaven through baptism. Unbelievers, unfortunately, often fail to see our precious love for Jesus that we have as a direct result of Jesus' love for each of us. Christ's love motivates our every decision, action, and desire as we live as children of God. May we never minimize the sin of favoritism, but remember that in his law, God demands perfect love for him and for our neighbor. The record shows that we all fall short of that perfect love because of our sinful thoughts, words, and actions, including our sins of favoritism. The only people who will be in heaven are people who are perfect, not those who did their best and made a few mistakes. Praise God that in Christ, you and I are perfect. For God has forgiven our sins of favoritism as well as all our sins. And God has clothed us in the spotless garment of Christ's righteousness. Praise Almighty God for his abundant love in this life that is just a foretaste of the love and riches he will shower upon each of us forever in heaven.